Hi. I don't normally think of myself as having even questions about relationships or relationships. But when this workshop came up, I realized, I've got a list, so it felt very opportune to be able to participate. And I had something to come up just in the last couple of days where a person who I've known casually or from a distance for some time, woman, kind of showed up again. And I wanted to ask about, because I told my daughter I've been in awe of this person since the moment I met them or first saw them, her. And that's still the case. If anything, it's gotten more so because she's acquired more sort of luminous presence in this career. She's a performer. And I wondered, my instinct was to, I on the one hand, my instinct was don't do anything. On the other hand, it seems like we feel compelled that there needs to be, we need to do, I need to do something. But I feel it's one of these situations where I feel completely inadequate, just in the face of this woman, and all of my, seems like all of the ideas I have about what to do or where to go are from a very, very limited palette, an old palette of possibilities. So I'd like to know, sort of, I mean, this seems to be common human situation. What's going on? And is my instinct correct, which is like you don't want to do anything from coming from that place of being just terrified.
Well, you said an awful lot in your question. For someone who has no questions ever about this topic,
Yeah.
you certainly have quite a few.
Of time.
So the thing that we really do want to invite you to notice is that you are in the right place at the right time with the right person. There's just no ambiguity to that. We understand why you think that you're not prepared, because that's really what this, in a nutshell, your question is, I see an opportunity, I want to take this opportunity, I'm not prepared for this opportunity, what should I do? That's it. But we want to also remind you is you don't have an opportunity. Because, see, the underlying idea that you have an opportunity is that this is like the alignment of the planets or two ships passing in the night, that there's this time period of where the orbits come together, and this is where you need to either, jump off your planet onto the other one or do something. Do something. Oh my God, why don't you do something? That right there is actually, this is like, by the way, just as a side note, this is sort of like the eighth grade all over again. Are you going to ask
Yes.
Susie to the middle school dance or not?
Yeah.
And so that's not what's going on. That's actually, it's reminding you of that. But that isn't what's going on. In the same way, we have to say very clearly, these are not the usual suspects. You think you know who these people are. You heard names and you think you know who they are. And the reference we're making is to a conversation that happened before the question began, where you said, oh, it's the usual suspects. But they're not the usual suspects. You're not the usual person. The other people are not the usual people. We've never met any of you. We don't know how to emphasize that enough. This is not a repetition of anything. Look, we can look at where you sit and we can see your memory, but when we say we have no memory of our interaction with you, we're absolutely right. Because the you that we're interacting with has we've never met. Now, we follow the cultural procedure in order to make it easier for you, and also because it's in alignment with where we're going with all of this. And there's a reason why we're talking about all this, so pay attention. But we follow the same usual protocol, and we will say to you, remember the last time and remember before and remember before and remember before and remember before and remember before, but we don't remember. You remember. You're the one who's in time, not us. And that's why when someone says, well, I did this before, we'll always interrupt and say, no, you've never done this before. And it doesn't matter what you did before. This conversation is in the present time. There's no history here. There really literally isn't a history here. So you may think you know what you're supposed to do. You may think you know you're supposed to make sure that you tell Susie that you want to take her to the dance before, you know, someone else does. But the bottom line is that's not what's going on at all. This is a garden of joyful delights. And if this person, this wonderful person, this amazing person, your creation, should be a ship that sails on, that's exactly right. You're not missing anything. You're just doing what feels better to you in the doing of it. And if it seems like this is a big, huge mess, and it's very entangled, then probably the best thing to do is to turn your attention away. Now, you know, part of your conversation, part of your question has an implied idea that there's work you need to do on yourself so that you don't get stuck here. But that isn't the case at all. The case here is very simple. You are in the right place at the right time, right now, with the right people, the right person, in the right relationship. And as we said before, if you are sleeping single in a double bed and you think that there's no one next to you, that's not really true. You have exactly the right manifestational form of the person that is really, truly who you want to be in relationship with, who you actually are in relationship with. And remember, those people keep changing. Their forms keep changing. Because it's not about the relationship with the person, the personage, the personality, the manifested form, that particular woman. It's the relationship you have with yourself and the manifesting of that through this kind of a relationship. So if you feel like your knees are knocking and you're absolutely nervous and your palms are sweating and you can't even put two words together, then maybe either you might want to stand there and just feel that, or, which would be to go directly into the contrast and engage with it, or you might just want to turn your attention to something else and go do something else. It is very romantic to say, you know, I stood at the stage door waiting for her to come off the stage and take off her makeup and go get ready to have dinner at Sardi's. And I stood there holding a wilting bunch of flowers, and I was as nervous as anything I'd ever done before in my life. It's very romantic to think that. But the truth is that that really, if you understand metaphysics and the water that has flown under your bridge is like, it's too far gone to be standing at a stage door with wilting flowers. You can't get away with that stuff anymore. And what we mean by that is, you said it, but it's not, we highly disagree with your assertion that it's human. It's chaotic. It's usual. It's well spoken of. It's described greatly in literature and theater and television and movies. But it isn't normal. It's highly unnormal. Not abnormal, but unnormal. It's just not normal. It's not bad. It's not wrong, but it isn't normal. What you're also thinking is that you need to swallow, and we know that you can't do this anymore, thank goodness, that you need to swallow your fear and just go do it. But you already have seen very clearly, you know that's not going to work because you know that's not a good basis for the kind of relationship you actually want to have with this person. That's the form of it. The manifestational form. Look, we could say, just, you know, gird your loins and man up and go right up to her and say, oh my God, I'm so in love with you. I've been in love with you since the moment I met you. Can I take you to dinner? Or blah, 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 blah. Can I take you to dinner? Or blah, 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 blah. Can we go have the sex now? Whatever it is that feels right to you, we could say that. But we wouldn't suggest that you do that because it's this forced entry into a relationship in a form and in a substantive way that doesn't actually match what you truly know to be true about the reality of who you are. It forces you into a rabbit hole that actually isn't where you want to go. It's claustrophobic, it's too tight, it's not where you belong. It's for rabbits, not for you. So our suggestion would be that you, we're going to say this very delicately, that you spend time thinking about her, feeling how delicious it is to think about being in her presence, and at the same time, thinking about how delicious it is for her to be in your presence, and then find out what happens.
Yes.
Your orbits are not crossing. That's not what's going on. All that has happened is you, for whatever reason, have decided that this is something you want to have. And it may just be the dance, the mating dance, you know, like the bumblebee does, or it may be something more. And the thing is that you're not going to know until you get there because it isn't laid out, it isn't planned out. And that's why we started the beginning of this conversation, this particular question and answer segment, by saying to you, we don't know you. You think we know you because we speak in a language that sounds like familiarity. But we're actually immediately present with you in the present moment. We know you in a way that you're not willing to know yourself. And that's okay. That's actually why we're here. That's why you called us forth. The same is true about this relationship. You have no idea what's going to happen, but that's the best part. Because not knowing what is going to happen, knowing how you want to feel, but not knowing how it's going to play itself out, and decoupling the idea that circumstantial experience must inform your feeling, which is, of course, what's at the bottom of all of this. If I were to ask her out, then I would feel better. No. You might feel better as you're asking her out because at that moment, asking her out is what feels better. But you're not going to know until you get there. And that may be in 5 minutes, that may be in 5 days, that may be never. But the bottom line is that you decide you get to have the relationship, the form of the relationship that you want, and then there you are, and there you have it. You see what we're saying?
I'm with you all the way. I'm getting this. It's so helpful to have this kind of redefined in the terms that we talk about and the ones that I'm becoming familiar with, which is I have my feelings to guide me. It was very helpful to have you describe that. I mean, it was my, like I said, my palette of possibilities was from that chaotic world, and it's not. It's true. It's just not satisfying anymore. It's like they're there, they're very close, but not enough to make me do something. And I'd much rather sit and be comfortable with my feelings and wait. Possibly forever until something inspired comes along and say, well, I think I'd like to do this at whatever moment. So yeah, I'm getting this. It's shifting my feelings and, you know, I'm with you all the way. Thank you.
Very good. So shall we leave you with that then?
Indeed. Thank you very much.
And we thank you. A very, very powerful, very delicious and very delightful conversation indeed.